Supply in Breckenridge. Hardware, farm, home.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Celebrating Friday, we're celebrating the St. Patrick's Day edition of the morning show. You're 2 days early, but yeah, we're kind of doing the green route here. And if you hear some few little Irish ditties between now and 10 o'clock, it's because I'm feeling very Irish. And here to help me celebrate on a Friday, Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You are looking very festive.
I am, well, you know, leprechauns are supposed to be little people that can hide.
Yes.
And unless there's a dump truck somewhere, I'm not hiding anywhere soon. You know, but wow. I thought I could get as close to being a leprechaun as I could with this outfit.
I think it's great.
It's a little garish, but, you know, it's out there.
What St. Patrick's Day attire isn't?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
True.
You should get one of those, like, big sparkly bow ties, though, that you see sometimes. You know what I mean?
Now they make the green ones that light up and,
yes!
You know,
have some dancing leprechaun socks or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it'll complete the whole ensemble. No, it's great.
So let's talk about this thing that we haven't had to talk about, but they were talking about it in Grand Forks, too, you know, flooding.
Oh, the F word?
Yeah, which we could say this year.
Yes.
And just go, you know, unless we get torrential rains for about 2 weeks straight.
Well,
but
let's not talk about it too much. Otherwise, it's going to be like the Beetlejuice thing. Don't summon it.
Yeah, don't say it.
Yep,
right.
Exactly. What is our risk right now? Very low.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you have to remember that in those flood forecasts, that I shouldn't even call it a flood forecast, in that extended forecast for modeling potential spring flooding,
right,
they do factor in additional moisture that would normally be falling during that time period. We have gotten into this pattern where, when was the last time we had some measurable precipitation?
I can't remember.
Yeah. So it's allowing us to continue to dry. It's allowing us to continue to allow that water to filter out through the system as the ground continues to thaw. We are building capacity as we're doing that. River levels are low, so we have lots and lots of capacity.
Yeah.
So unless there are substantial changes within the forecast within the next couple weeks, I think we're good to go.
Well, Uncle Mick was talking about something. You just hit on it, too, about the fact that it is dry.
Yes.
And there are some red flag warnings up
in
a few places, too. Let's
yes.
talk about that, because the dryness could itself be an issue.
Yes, absolutely. So whenever we have these big windy days now, there's fires all over the state. And it's just because we have been so dry and we went through a winter that didn't have a whole lot of moisture.
True.
The ground is thawing out. Everything is starting to dry up. You get a windy day, it's going to spark these fires. So if you are doing some burning, make sure you are very cognizant of what you're doing and monitoring that burn. And then if you're in an area where you're not supposed to be burning, please don't burn. Because those red flag warnings
again,
show
sense.
You that you shouldn't be burning. So we're just going to have to see how things go over the next couple weeks. Now, this morning, it's damp in the air, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
There was almost a little bit of mist and some fog. So that's good. There's some moisture in the air. Hopefully that helps things over the next few weeks. But if we continue to be dry, I don't know what's going to happen this spring.
Right.
Not the flood thing.
No, don't even mention that. Yeah,
yep, exactly. So we're just, it's going to have to see how it goes.
Right.
Just, we're going to have to see how it goes. There's not a whole lot we can do to mitigate against dry weather. So we'll just have to see what Mother Nature brings to us.
Month of April, and of course we always get into the recycling thing, but
yes,
tornado preparedness, that is in the month of April too, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and there were those huge storms that ripped through Ohio.
It was horrible.
Indiana,
yeah.
Overnight. And a couple other states overnight. So we are getting into that season. Severe Weather Awareness Week, I think, is the second week in April this year. So start thinking about it, because with the fact that we don't have snow and we've had warmer temperatures, that means if we do get a weather system that comes in, it's more than likely going to be rain because it's warmer. Rain, potential for thunderstorms. We have these clashing seasons right now,
right,
which can create severe weather early on in the season. We don't typically see it this far north, but it can happen.
But in effect, that's what's going on, like in the southern states and through the, you know,
yes,
the lower Midwest.
Yes. Well, and also keep in mind that the majority of our severe weather happens early on in the summer. Like that May, June timeframe, that's typically when we have more severe weather than July, August, September.
Okay.
So now would be the time to start thinking about that a little more in case you forgot. Now, most of us don't forget about severe weather because it's just something that we deal with around here, but we've had some quiet seasons. Last year, gosh, it was quiet. It was quiet mm-hmm. when it came to severe weather. The year before that, we had the derecho that came through just south of here. So mm-hmm. that was kind of a rude awakening in the spring. If I remember correctly, that happened in May of 22.
I think you're right.
The year before that, I believe, was kind of quiet. So we've been dodging it every other year. Is this going to be a bad year? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So just...
We'll see.
Yeah, exactly. Just something to keep on the horizon as a thought of, do I remember what my severe weather plan is at home? Is my severe weather shelter area full of Christmas decorations because that's where I stashed them and I need to move those out of the way?
Sure.
You know, just start thinking about that because mm-hmm. we are inching closer and closer to that season.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we're going to be are you going to be here next Friday?
Yes, and okay. We can start talking about recycling.
We can start talking about recycling because that's
getting closer to that incentive in April.
In the month of April.
So yes.
There you go. And you're wondering what we were going to talk about today. Every Friday, it's like, Brianna, come on.
I know. I just monologued for 5 minutes about it. It's okay.
Great to have you in here.
Thank you.
Hey, are the Scouts up to anything this weekend? I know the Breckenridge Scouts are going door-to-door tomorrow.
Scouting for food. Yep, scouting for food. They're going to be set up at Econo tomorrow.
Okay, that's Econo and Wahpeton.
Yep, Econo and Wahpeton. The Scouts will be there collecting non-perishable food items. They're also going to have some stuff set out. If you wanted to purchase something while you're in the store doing your shopping, then you can drop it off on your way out. And then all of that stuff that is collected will benefit our local food pantry.
Fantastic. And 332 over in Breckenridge, folks, don't forget that. We've been talking about it. They're going out tomorrow, too, going door to door. And they're asking if you want to set your stuff out in the porch or on your steps, that would be great, too. And, yes, they will take monetary donations. And, yes, if you want to stop by Econo and Breck, that's going on through tomorrow, too. So Scouts in both towns. Pretty busy.
Yes, it is scouting for food tomorrow.
Definitely.
All over.
All right. Good to have you in here. You have a great weekend.
I will.
We'll talk next Friday. Happy St. Patrick's Day, too, by the way.
Thank you. You as well.
It's 9:16 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Oh, Lord, you pinched this guy today. You got to use both hands. He's girthy like an Irish horse. Billy O'Dablo serving up the blarney this St. Patty's Day here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW, don't you know?